When I came into office, San Franciscans were ready for change. Families were questioning whether to stay in San Francisco. Small businesses were struggling. Residents had lost trust that city government could deliver. On top of that, we inherited an $800 million deficit, the results of years of short-term thinking and one-time budget patches. This structural gap was growing, and if left unaddressed, it would have forced even deeper cuts to the services our residents rely on and made it nearly impossible to invest in San Francisco's future. There was no magic fix. But rather than punting the problem to another year, another set of leaders, or another generation, we met it head on, together. This budget that I will sign today protects and expands core services, including public safety, clean streets, and care for those experiencing homelessness and addiction. It supports our city's economic recovery and sets us up for long-term growth. I'm proud of this budget and what it delivers for San Francisco. Not because the decisions were easy, but because this group of leaders was willing to make the tough calls. We built a budget that is responsible, balanced, and focused on the priorities that will move San Francisco forward. I want to thank Board President Rafael Mandelman, Budget Chair Connie Chan, and the entire Board of Supervisors. This budget came together because this group chose partnership over politics. From the day I introduced my budget, these values guided us through tough conversations, real disagreements with supervisors, as well as with labor, community leaders, and department heads. Sometimes these conversations went late into the night. I remember sitting in my office with Chair Chan at 11 p.m. on the final night of negotiations. We didn't agree on everything, but we were asking the same question. How do we deliver for the people of San Francisco? That night, I was talking with other supervisors on and off until 1 a.m. It was a difficult yet focused process, a process that served the people we were elected to represent. As a result, the city controller found that we reversed a decades-long, let me repeat that we reversed a decades-long trend of increasing the number of positions in city government. The controller also found that we are saving as much as $300 million every year in future budgets. We made tough choices. We found more than $170 million in ongoing savings from grants and contracts. We took major steps to ensure we only spend the money that we have, realigning our spending with revenue and with our values. Because of that work, we are laying the groundwork for growth in San Francisco today and for years to come. We're investing in police officers and firefighters, shelter beds and street cleaning, small businesses and our economic recovery. We're protecting critical legal services for immigrants and LGBTQ plus residents. And we are setting aside $400 million for a total of $1.2 billion in reserves to prepare for whatever challenges lie ahead. We said we would stop spending more than we can afford, and we did. We said we would prioritize safe and clean streets, and we did. We said we would build a more accountable, more collaborative government, and today we are. Our work is far from done. Getting our fiscal house in order will take discipline in the coming years. The budget, this budget, is a strong first step toward realigning our spending to revenue, and we're going to build on this work. Today, it is July 2025, and our team is already working towards June 2026 to find opportunities for restructuring in next year's budget. Let me be clear. With $15.9 billion, I am certain We can do more to deliver quality services to the people of San Francisco. That is what they expect, and that is what they deserve. I want to say to the people of San Francisco, I know the past few years have tested your faith. But I also know what I see here every day in this city. Dedicated public servants, resilient small businesses, passionate neighbors who love where they live and are willing to fight for its future. This budget reflects that. It wasn't easy, but it is responsible, forward-looking, and grounded in the belief that San Francisco's best days are still ahead. The numbers back up this belief. Crime is down nearly 30% citywide. Our office vacancy rate is trending in the right direction with the largest quarterly improvement in a decade. And tourism is bouncing back. Convention bookings at Moscone Center and associated hotel reservations are up almost 60% year over year. But more than numbers, there's a shift in how people are feeling. More San Franciscans today believe the city is headed in the right direction. More believe their quality of life is improving. This is what we are all working for. And it's why I know our best days aren't just ahead of us. They're starting right now. So, to the Board of Supervisors who helped shape and pass this budget that I will sign today, thank you. Thank you for your ideas, your partnership, and your determination. You have helped put San Francisco back on track. Let's keep it going. Thank you. I could go on and on about our board president, Rafael Mandelman. I think you're doing an extraordinary job. I appreciate the partnership, and the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and congratulations. Congratulations, Chair Chan. Thank you, and colleagues, congratulations, and thank you for your work. And good morning, everybody. There was a lot of talk earlier this year about the vibe shift at City Hall. And cynics said that the vibe shift would surely not survive the budget process. The situation was too dire, the interests were too entrenched, and past patterns of behavior in this building would surely reemerge and doom us all. That's not what happened. And I am here to report that the vibe shift is sustained and stronger than ever. Tremendous credit, of course, goes to the mayor and his team, both for approaching this process in a collaborative way, but also from the very start in insisting that we do things differently, that we address the structural deficit, and that we begin after, as the mayor said, a couple of years of not facing reality to grapple with the need to get our expenditures in line with our revenues. That was what they were determined to do from the beginning. They stayed committed to that goal with the assistance of Chair Connie Chan, who had been actually sounding that alarm for a few years, and with also enormous credit to Sophia Kittler, the mayor's budget director, who the mayor was elected to make change, and he brought in extraordinarily talented change makers to change City Hall and change our city. But it is useful in an environment that calls for change to have a few translators around who can speak City Hall. Sophia Kittler is a change maker who speaks City Hall, and that has been essential over these last 7 months. So thank you, Sophia Kittler. As I said, Chair Chan had recognized the problem of the city's overspending and unwillingness to become more fiscally disciplined over at least a couple of years. Now, when I chose her to be chair of this committee, I knew that she had both the commitment to fiscal discipline and also the experience to get this work done. And she showed, I think, tremendous leadership and a collaborative spirit and a recognition that we needed to bring the whole board, or as much of it as we could get, together. Now, in City Hall, no one agrees about everything, but 10-1 is pretty damn good. So congratulations, Chair Chan. And you will thank your team, but I want to thank your team, and especially Francis Shea. So they were amazing. To the folks who served through all, who have continued to serve or newly served on the Budget and Appropriations Committee, enormous thanks to you and your staffs, and of course to the BLA, our clerk, our controller, and our city attorney. One of the things about this budget, of course, I'm proud of the work that Chair Chan and my colleagues on the Budget and Appropriations Committee did to on the piece of the budget, the relatively small piece of the budget over which the Board of Supervisors typically exercises control through our cuts and our add back process. What was different about this process from at least the last couple of years was the true collaboration between the Mayor's Office and the Board of Supervisors, which started before June, but continued through June. And as Chair Chan indicated, those conversations were not always easy. Feelings got frayed, we had to work through some stuff. But at the end, we have a budget that both sides of this building are bought in on, and that's important and valuable and was not the case after the last couple of budget cycles. So I am grateful and glad for that. I also think policy conversations happened in that time that made the budget and the city's policy direction better and actually improved in some ways relationships between the Mayor's Office and the Board of Supervisors. So good on you, Chair Chan. Good on you, Mr. Mayor. It sets the stage for future cooperation and collaboration on the enormous challenges ahead. This budget was a test. But I'm happy to say I think we passed, and we are stronger and ready for our future. Former Supervisor Reverend Amos Brown, a frequent public commenter at the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, sometimes says, and reminds us of an African proverb, that if you want to go fast, you go alone. But if you want to go far, you go together. San Francisco is going to go far. We actually need to go fast, but we're definitely going to do it together. And this budget is a great way to start that project. So congratulations again, Mr. Mayor. And the woman of the hour, who actually, you know, got the budget over the finish line, is the enormously talented District 1 Supervisor, Chair of the Budget and Finance Committee, Chair of the Budget and Appropriations Committee, and my friend, Connie Chan.
Well, thank you, Mayor Lurie, and thank you, President Mandelman. We have set many times, including today, this is not a budget we can celebrate. But San Franciscans can be assured that we have done what we can to protect our most vulnerable, to keep San Franciscans safe, well, and housed. We have also prepared ourselves for the reality of this federal government and their planned draconian cuts that will impact San Franciscans who rely on Medicaid and housing subsidies. To do so, together, as the mayor had indicated, we put at least the unprecedented steps, putting over more than $400 million on reserve. But just because we can work together does not mean we forgo oversight. This is something that Mayor Lurie, President Mandelman, and I can all agree on. We arrive at this moment today after months of conversations and negotiations. The checks and balances of our branches of government are evident in where this budget started and what appears before you today. We protected vital city jobs, restored over $41 million to our community partners serving San Francisco, and we reinvested over $51 million in funding housing for families. Youth, and people living in RVs. We did this work in the best interest of our city. The budget is really different from anything else that we do here in City Hall. It has to, and it must, meet the diverse needs of all San Franciscans. It requires all the leaders here coming together from the start with the understanding that we will have disagreement, but we must get to a yes to deliver the budget. And that is what we did. I'm grateful for the advocacy of our union and community partners, the willingness of Mayor Lurie and his team, as well as President Mendelman, along with all our colleagues that you see on the board to meet this moment with us. But this is not over. We will continue to work together to ensure that we stand for San Franciscans and San Francisco values. I know that the board is going on legislative recess in August, but there are already more budgetary challenges awaiting us this fall. So you have my commitment that we are here and ready to continue this work. Thank you.
Happy to take some questions.
Hi, Mayor.
Hi. Listen, every single day, I've said this from day one, I'm looking to work with all 11 supervisors. We continue to work with all 11 supervisors. If we are going to disagree on one thing, the next day, my phone is wide open for all 11, no matter whether they voted with something or not. And so I look forward to working with all 11 in the months and years ahead.
Mr. Mayor, as Supervisor Chan alluded to, obviously lots of federal cuts expected for the city. $400 million reserve set aside, not the same amount as the money we're expected to lose from the federal government. So with that in mind, do you think in a future budget year, the city is going to have to put more money aside in those reserves to make up for some of those losses?
I'm not going to speak to dollar amounts right now, but I will tell you that we are working together right now for next year. We know what's coming. I say this all the time. San Francisco is going to need to save itself. It's why we need to be disciplined in the coming months and the coming years to spend only what we have. It's why we're focused on core services to drive our economic recovery. I want more revenue in our city so that we can take care of our San Franciscans. And so we grow our revenue, we're going to be just fine. And once again, let me point out, $15.9 billion is enough money to do what the voters expect of us, and that is to deliver results.
I concur. I think that that's the principle that we share, that we have to have discipline in the coming months, and that's the reason why I ended to say we're here. We're maybe going on recess, but we know the work is not done, and I think that, as you could tell from this budget and where we are today, it took months, and we're going to keep up with it.
Josh, I'm here to talk about our budget today. I am really appreciative of Supervisor Engardio and the work that he's doing, along with everyone behind me and actually all 11 supervisors. We are working well together every single day. I'm going to continue to work with every single one of the supervisors that's here or not here, no matter what happens.
So are you going to take a position before the recall election?
I'm not here to answer that right now. We're happy to share a list where those lie in the departments. We can get that to you.
Yeah, Mayor, supervisors behind you this week called on the city to update or clarify its policy responding to ICE activity, ICE arrests. Do you agree that that policy needs to be updated?
I know we've gotten inquiries on it, and law enforcement and our chiefs are looking at getting back to the Board of Supervisors, and we will get those answers to the board in the coming days.
Okay. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.